There were some significant developments today in Ukraine's disputed presidential election. Prime Minister Viktor Yanukovych and opposition challenger Viktor Yushchenko held talks with outgoing President Kuchma. They reached an interim agreement to help defuse the political crisis. Yushchenko agreed that his protesters will stop blockading government buildings, and both candidates will wait for the Supreme Court to rule on the election results. NPR foreign correspondent Lawrence Sheets joins us now by phone from Kiev. Lawrence, good to have you on the program as always.
Hi there.
The opposition appears to have made an important gesture of goodwill to cease the blockade of government buildings. What did they get in return?
Well, we don't really know at this point. What they seem to have gotten is that the government is at least going to consider rerunning the runoff round of that election, the election which international observers said was tainted by fraud more than a week ago now. But the opposition isn't saying that it's going to leave the streets. In fact, opposition leader Viktor Yushchenko, just about an hour ago, speaking to tens of thousands of people here again on Independence Square for a 10th day straight in the snow, saying that we are not going to leave the streets. We're simply going to wait for the Supreme Court to issue its ruling. Now, very interestingly, they're not saying that they're going to absolutely heed what the Supreme Court says necessarily, that there will be another round of negotiations after the Supreme Court makes whatever ruling it makes. The opposition, of course, has petitioned the Supreme Court to throw out the results of those of that presidential election. A lot of people here simply do not trust the court system. This is a country which is only 13 years old in terms of being independent. It does not have really a tradition of having independent jurisprudence or an independent judiciary. A lot of people suspicious that the Supreme Court could be somehow subject to pressure from the government.
And there is, if there is to be a new election, there is some disagreement on what kind of an election it would be, whether you'd start from the beginning, open to everybody, a full first round again, or just rerun the second round, the disputed election from last time between Yushchenko and the Prime Minister.
Well, of course, the opposition and Viktor Yushchenko want just to rerun the runoff portion of the election. They say it would be absolutely ridiculous to rerun the entire thing. This, of course, would be a process. If you were to start from scratch, it's a two-round process. The first time in the first round, we had more than a dozen candidates. None of the candidates other than Prime Minister Yanukovych and opposition leader Yushchenko got more than a smattering of the votes. And they say it's just absurd. It's a stalling tactic on the part of the government. They want to drag things out. They want to get the protesters off of the streets. And that this is ridiculous. We should just rerun the runoff portion of the election, which we can do fairly quickly. They don't want to give the government months and months to buy time and perhaps think of something else that it can do to try and stay in power.
Mm-hmm. Now, Mr. Yushchenko called for new elections to be held on December 19th. That suggests that he of course, only wants the two-man runoff. But is that likely to happen?
Well, the government's digging in its heels. President Kuchma today, who of course supports his prime minister, that was his handpicked successor, Viktor Yanukovych, is insisting that no, we cannot just rerun the runoff, that we have to start from scratch and rerun the entire election. Again, going back to the point that the opposition doesn't want to allow this to happen, they simply see it as a stalling tactic, nothing more. They say there's no good reason, if we're talking about the abuses in the second round, that we shouldn't just rerun the second round of the election. They say this government is afraid of holding that runoff election, and it's going to try to think of something using months and months that we would need to rerun the entire process to stay in power. Mm-hmm. Of course, the opposition leader, Viktor Yushchenko, even claims that the government tried to kill him during the first round of the elections, that he was given a mysterious poison that hasn't been confirmed. But that's what the opposition says, and they simply don't trust the government to give them a fair shake. The government, of course, has been in control of most of the media in this country, and they say that it's just a non-starter to restart the entire process.
We can hear behind you that it's wearing on pretty late in the evening there in Kiev, and obviously the demonstrations are continuing. What's been the reaction amongst the people who've been out in the streets of Kiev?
People, I think, were being cheered by opposition leader Yushchenko tonight. He said that, look, we're only really giving a short reprieve here. We're going to unblock the buildings. We're going to let people come into work in the government buildings. We don't have anything against that, but this does not mean that we're giving up. We're simply going to give some negotiations, some very delicate negotiations, some time. The crowd, you know, they've been in a good mood throughout this 10-day period. There's never really been a down day. Sometimes there are more, sometimes there are less people. We've seen hundreds of thousands of people, and we've seen days when there are tens of thousands of people. And it's cold, it's windy, it's snowy, and people are still out there really a lot of them having a good time. They've tried to make this as celebratory as possible by having rock music and cultural figures and famous Ukrainians speaking to the people and all sorts of noise and basically a good time. A lot of these people coming from other regions of the country, particularly the west of the country, where the opposition is very strong, they've been taking up residence in government buildings and cultural centers. It's very well organized. People have been finding them places to stay, a lot of them sleeping on floors in the surrounding buildings around the square, and a lot of people in tents, more than 1,000 tents down here.
Mm-hmm. Lawrence Sheets, keep warm, and thanks as always.
Thank you.
NPR foreign correspondent Lawrence Sheets joined us by phone, actually satellite telephone, as you can hear that better quality, from Kiev. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And with us now from Moscow is Fyodor Lukyanov, editor-in-chief of the journal Russia in Global Affairs. He joins us to help us understand the significance of Ukraine's political crisis from the Russian point of view, and it's good to have you on Talk of the Nation. Excuse me, Mr. Lukyanov?
Yeah, yes. Hey.
Ah, there you are. This election has been very important for Vladimir Putin, the president of Russia. Why so?
Yeah, because Vladimir Putin considers this election as a decisive ultimate battle for influence on the post-Soviet space, on the space of the former Soviet Union. And every activities in Kiev, Putin sees as a result of intervention of the Western countries, first of all of the United States, trying to get this territory under its control. And Putin sees all this situation ultimately in geostrategic terms.
So during the Cold War, obviously, there were a lot of proxy conflicts around the world where the then two superpowers vied for control in places like Angola and Central America. This is a sort of replay, but in Ukraine, much closer to Moscow.
Yes, exactly. And there's several reasons why Ukraine is as important for Russia. That's obviously a very old historical, traditional economic and cultural ties, of course, but at the same time, when Vladimir Putin came to power 4 years ago, 2000, he almost publicly and almost officially recognized that Russia has no ambitions more to play on the international arena, big international arena, as a global player. But he tried to establish Russia as a regional superpower, regional great power, and he considers the former Soviet republics to be a legitimate sphere of Russian influence. And now, for example, Mr. Putin, and as I understand, most of his aides, closest aides, consider this situation not as a kind of revolution, people's revolution against a corrupt and authoritarian regime of President Kuchma, but as activities financed, supported, and inspired from the West.
We just have a minute with you left, but if Mr. Yushchenko, the opposition leader, does eventually win power in Ukraine, if he does shift that country's policies more towards Europe and the West, would this be regarded as a disaster for Mr. Putin?
I would say so. It would be a personal disaster for Mr. Putin, because Mr. Putin personally participated in the election campaign of Prime Minister Yanukovych. And a very common comment to hear now in Moscow from several political analysts is that activities that what's going on in Ukraine, it is some kind of rehearsal of the future attempt to destabilize Putin's power also in Russia. That's a quite common view of several political scientists.
Fyodor Lukyanov, thank you so much for staying up late to speak with us. Fyodor Lukyanov is editor-in-chief of the journal Russia in Global Affairs, and he joined us by phone from Moscow.